are tuned in to Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
Indeed, we are powered by the SID Media. So for Christian girls seeking guidance in relationships, it's essential to approach dating and romantic relationships with a foundation rooted in faith and biblical principles. Trust in God's guidance and continually seek wisdom through prayer and reflection as you navigate the journey of Christian relationships. And we are speaking to my sister, Sister Lina Chatambuza here, where we're speaking about all things our girls, so, you know, girl children, how in fact to seek guidance in relationship. We do join us by dialing +27 734 703520. Sister Lina, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Thank you. And thank you so much for having me. I am very well. I hope you're okay.
Yes, we are okay as well, Sister Lina. I think you're a bit far from the phone. I'm not sure if you've put me on loudspeaker.
No, I'm actually using headsets. I don't know if I should.
Yeah, you try removing them a bit, because you're sounding a bit far.
All right.
Yeah, better. Yay, better. Thank you so much, Sister Lina, for... It hung up. So I think there's something there. Let me call her back so we can have this conversation, because she was just fixing the audio there. Let's see the... Sister Lina, welcome back.
Thank you so much. Can you hear me now?
Yes, now it is actually good and clear. I hope you are well. Thank you so much for joining us.
I'm fine. I'm okay.
Yes, indeed. Before we start, Sister Lina, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
All right, let us pray. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you this morning for allowing us to come before your throne of grace and hear you speak to us as your children. My God and my Father, we want to give you all the honor and the praise and the glory and the adoration for everything that you have done and you continue doing in our lives. We have come as your daughters to hear what you have prepared for us. We have come as fathers and mothers to hear how we should order your daughters. And we pray for the Holy Spirit that you guide us into all truth and how you want us to be, so that when we are done with this lesson, we may say indeed the Lord was speaking to us. For we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. We're speaking all things relationships. Yeah, Sister Lina, this one is going to be very interesting. I will not lie. Anyway.
Yeah.
How should a girl child approach seeking relationship? But before we get to that, at what age? Let's start there. Because we don't want our 12-year-olds, right, seeking partners here. You know?
Oh,
so when
goodness.
They do reach a particular age, as much as the Bible does not tell us per se, but we know generally, you know, when do they start seeking these people? So at what age should it be considered okay-ish? And also, you know, how should they approaching seeking that partner? It's a partner, not a boyfriend. I don't know. Yeah, that one.
All right. Maybe before we answer the question of
It disappeared again. Let's get Sister Lina back. I don't know why it her phone keeps dropping. Let's call her back. Welcome back, Sister Lina.
I'm not sure why we are having the cut of network, because I'm in a very nice place, which is all the network.
Yeah, let's see. Hopefully it will hold.
I pray so.
Yes. So you had just started answering the question there.
Oh, okay. So maybe we'll answer that question at the end, because what we're going to discuss, okay, is going to determine if the person is ready. That whatever the discussion is going to be centered on, will at the end speak if a person is ready, because we cannot really say the age.
Yes.
Because people mature differently.
Yes.
Others can be 30-year-old girls. Others can be 21-year-old women.
True.
Yes. So the first thing that I would like to answer on how should a girl approach, you know, seeking a life partner. This is a topic that I always talk about every day with the girls, and I'm so happy that you have decided to give it to me. You see, I always tell the girls, what is your vision? Okay? Before you start talking about seeking a partner, You, Pastor Papu says you cannot look for a life partner if you don't have a life.
Yes.
You want a partner for which life? So now, a girl, when she's seeking a life partner, she has to have a vision first written down. What do I want as a woman? What kind of home do I want to build? What is my career? Do I have to want to have children? Or what kind of life do I want to have? When you sit down and put those things into perspective to say, okay, I want to be a woman who lives in the village or at the farm. I want to be a town lady. I want to be a career woman. I want to be a woman who helps people. I want to be a deep-rooted Christian. Then it will guide you in what kind of partner you're going to seek. Yes, so if you don't have that vision, then it becomes difficult for you to find a partner. That is why you find that most young ladies just get partners and they walk in and out of the relationship and they are left to hurt because they don't really have a vision of what they exactly want to bring out of that relationship at the end. And so if you don't have a vision, then you have nothing. The Bible says where there is no vision, people perish.
Yes.
And we go through needless heartache because we don't have visions as young women. That is why we get any guy that comes because he's willing to listen, but we don't really know exactly what they stand for, what their values are. So a woman, before even looking for a partner, she needs to first identify and find herself. What do I want in life? Then she can start now looking for a life partner.
And you know, as you're speaking about vision, it's we are always told that date with a vision. You know, date with them. Don't just date in gender. Date with an end goal there. And as you were speaking that, you know, they one relationship here tomorrow, the other one there. Why then should a girl child be mindful of guarding her heart, you know, and her emotions? Because you invest with John. 2 months later, it's with James. The other later now, it's Matthew. The other lady, you know, so you've done all the 12 disciples, basically. But
imagine,
how, you know, how then do we guard our relationships there?
You see, the Bible says the heart is deceitful above all things. And emotions, as women, we know emotions fluctuate.
Yes.
Today we are happy, tomorrow we are sad. That's why we say we seek with principle. When you go for the heart, it will go for what you have been taught or what you've been informed or what you think is correct. Okay? Depending on your background, your culture, who raised you, what informs your mind, because most of us are corrupt. So our hearts desire things that are wrong. You get my point?
Yeah.
So you have to guard, because by the way, this partner is a life partner. Why should I trust? The Bible says the heart is deceitful. It's my enemy. Why should then I trust my enemy to choose a life partner that I'm going to spend the rest of my life with? So I need to trust what God says above everything. Emotions, today I'm happy depending on my mood and my cycle. I'm so excited when you meet me. When I'm lonely and feeling low, I may say he's the right guy because he's willing to listen. But tomorrow when I am fully whole, I may not find you okay. So you have to be principled. You have to have standards, values. That should be what should be guiding a woman in searching. So you need to guard your heart with jealousy, and you don't need to trust it. You trust what the Lord says, because your heart will make you go for things that are not correct. And at the end, you start regretting.
Hey, I'm
today, our hearts, today our hearts want pizza. Tomorrow, no, pizza is not okay. I want Nando's. So now you see, you keep fluctuating. Today you're with John, like you're saying, you invest. Tomorrow someone better comes. So if your heart is not guarded, then it will be a problem. Like I've already said, what informs your heart? What makes you as a person? How were you raised? What were you watching on TV? Because those are the things that we desire. That's what makes us. But if the word of God is the one that made us, then we are stable and unmoved. Throughout your search, you will be consistent and constant.
But it guided there. Hey, Bwana, you've spoken very well. Today we want pizza. Tomorrow I'm vegetarian. Tomorrow I'm not vegetarian. Tomorrow I want fish. Like, there's a lot. There is a lot that's happening there. And as our girl children, they should be able, you know, to guard that heart, because once it gets hit once, you carry it throughout, you know, throughout everyone. And even some relationships, my sister Lina, you know, we've seen that people even now enter the real relationship, but waiting for disappointment, you know,
exactly
waiting to get
exactly.
hurt because they've experienced that before.
Yes.
Sure.
That is how it is.
You know, so looking at that, you know, us avoiding jumping from John, Luke, Martha, Mark, and them, you know, why should a girl yes. child set boundaries from an early age? And what are some of those boundaries that should not be non-negotiables? We know that some people, they don't mind touching hands, but some that are, hey, don't even touch my hand, you know. We advised as girl children that do not go to a certain brother's house and watch Netflix, for example, because Netflix yes. is going to lead to Netflix and chill. And we know that. So what Imagine. Are some of those boundaries that we're like, these ones I'm not going to compromise on?
So you see, I always talk about boundaries as a war fence. Eh? Mm. A war fence put a demarcation that this is my land. You end here. Mm. If I want to allow you, you can come in. If I don't want, I just tell you to leave. Mm. So boundaries protect you from allowing anybody or anything into coming into your life. So if you don't set boundaries as a girl child, then anyone or anything can approach you, get in, and they get out. And I always say, you as a girl, your life is like your house.
Mm.
You allow part-time tenants to come and they destroy the sockets, they destroy the taps, the lights. And when they leave these part-time tenants, it is not them that fix them. It is you, the owner of the house.
Mm.
So if the girl does not set boundaries in her life, people are going to come in, they're going to hurt her. And it is her job, not their job, to fix her, herself. So you have seen. So a girl needs to put boundaries. And you know that we've been taught about boundaries. You should be mindful of what people say to you. You should never allow True. People to speak bad
True.
To you. You should never allow abuse. People who want to raise their hands on you. People who want, you know, because ladies are desperate these days, they have opened gates for anyone. No boundaries. Because they want to be said they're in a relationship. So if you're going to see somebody who's going to be saying, no, we want to have sex. And then you just say, let me give in. Because, I mean, if you don't, he will go.
Yes.
You will find that when they leave, it is you now to deal with the damage.
Mm.
Yes. So abuse, it's a no-no. You don't go there. Somebody is going to hit you. And most of our young ladies are in abusive relationships because they have not set that boundary. They don't know that it is their right to protect themselves.
Mm.
They have just told themselves they belong to the world. When a guy comes, we give in too much. We get too intimate. And it causes the young ladies now to have no stamina, no nothing. No, anybody can come in and out. People should not have access even to talking to you. Why? What do you want? Who are you? Who are you to God? If you don't move God, you don't move me. Those are boundaries.
Mm.
Yes. You have to set standards. You know, in my culture, African girls are taught to use wrappers. They cover their bodies.
Yes.
So that people don't see those things. Those are boundaries. You need to protect your body.
Mm.
You cannot be exposing your body to people and expect them to respect you. So those are some of the boundaries that you put. You cannot see my body. Who are you? Do my parents know you? So those are some of the boundaries that a girl child should have. Nobody speaks to you in any way. You have to be careful. Even a guy who invites you to his place. I mean, for what?
Mm.
So those things girls need to know, that if you don't put those boundaries based on your values, then you are not existing. You have nothing to your name, because that's what makes our character. That's what makes us who we are. You know, I have a friend who would tell me that I'm not around this weekend. And because I would love to spend time with a friend, not that they are not at home, but they are not available.
Mm.
You shouldn't be available to everybody. You are not the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is the one who needs to be available. You are not. So that's how it should. You should put limits. You cannot be. Even friendships, there should be boundaries, by the way.
Mm.
You need to know what type of friends come into your life and the ones that you say no. You should know when to say no, when to say it's enough, when to say it's over.
Mm.
But all these things, you get to have them when you have learned, when you have been guided. And parents also need to play a very important role. When a girl child is growing up as a young girl, she needs to be taught these boundaries. Because if parents don't teach them, then the child will not have anything because they have not been informed.
Mm.
A girl child needs to be taught to respect her boundaries and other people's boundaries, by the way. She needs to know that she needs to be respectful to the other gender. Those are boundaries. You need to know what to say and what not to say. Yes.
I'm loving that. Someone is even saying to me, please cut that phrase and make it a promo that we repeat it every time. Don't be available. You can't. You're not the Holy Spirit. You are not.
Yes,
I'm
you
loving
can.
That. And then someone here was asking me, what is Netflix and chill? I don't know if they're being funny or they really don't know what Netflix and chill is. Netflix and chill, it's where a boy and a girl or a man and a woman, they go into their room, right? Or a house or whatever. Yeah. They watch Netflix. We don't know what they are watching there, but they are watching Netflix. It's so cozy, you know, with popcorn and stuff. And the closeness leads to them doing things that they should not be doing, like you're kissing and you know what happens after that. That is Netflix and chill, my dear listener. I hope I've explained very well, you know. And you know, earlier on, you mentioned that, you know, after we're done, then now the age issue is going to be answered, right? This next question, it's a matter of, why should a girl now focus on character before worrying about entering a relationship, you know? Because some of us, our characters, they are still, it's still a lot. But here we are, now we want John, you know. Here we are, now we want Luke, you know. So it's a matter of, what should I develop as Zanele? What should I develop as Lina before I even think of Matthew, you know?
Yes. So, you see, the reason why people have been hopping from one relationship to the other is because they don't want to work on their character. Mm. They've been with this person and it's not working. And then the next thing they say, it didn't work out. They find another person. They don't want to work on themselves.
Mm.
The Bible is very clear. It says, a charm is deceitful and beauty is vain, but a woman who fears the Lord is to be praised. Mm. Character. You know, they say beauty finds you the best, but character keeps you. It keeps you in that relationship. If you don't have character, then you will not go anywhere. Because, by the way, as much as we want to look for a life partner, even men, they know what to look for in a woman.
Mm.
They know that a woman should know how to answer. They know that a woman should be respectful. She should be hardworking. Because your character is what defines you as a person. And so if you don't have character, then you cannot be defined. I mean, why should we be with you when you don't have character? The book of Proverbs chapter 31 gives us an outline of how a woman should be.
Mm.
A husband safely trusts in her. He can speak anything and knows my wife will not misfire. He knows that my wife will respect me around people. He knows my wife can dress properly. He knows my wife can treat my family well. He knows that my wife has been groomed and she fears the Lord. She respects the Lord and she honors him with all her might, meaning she sets principles and standards that are in line with the word of God. And so if a woman does not have character, then why do you want to burden someone's child in a relationship? What are you bringing to the table? I mean, if I don't have money, at least I have character. Because, by the way, if you don't have character, no matter how much you marry a very good husband or you find a good boyfriend who's very rich or what, you will destroy him. That's why you find that many women in the Bible who were not of character, they destroyed great men. Yes, people with no character today, they are there parading themselves naked, but they are married. They are twerking on social media, no character. Imagine. I can see that direct. They are there twerking. Eh? No character. And then you want to say a woman of God way. Which God? I've seen. So if you don't have character, you are easy to be moved by any wind. Men need stability. They need peace. They need a home. They give you a house, you make a home. They need women who mold their children, by the way, children who follow after them. So if you don't have character, in Shona we say, Hunu, you don't have, you Ubuntu, you don't have, you know, what are you if you don't have character? As a woman, yes, because the character is what defines you. Oh, that woman is a good woman. I know she's poor, but, you know, at least she's sociable, she's hospitable, she is kind, she is loving, she's patient. This is what we are talking about. Unstable. That is what most of us are. Fluctuating like our hormones. Today we are happy, tomorrow we are spiritual, tomorrow we are evil. And I don't want to show you my other side. It's not your other side. That's really who you are. You have just not been triggered.
Sister Lina, please give us a break now. Please, eh? Please. From trekking to hormones now, please. To the Holy Spirit. So
but imagine.
But we love it. We love it.
Oh, okay. My goodness.
All right. So here we are. We are bouncing between, or we're not bouncing. We are thinking of bouncing between, I know I'm using the disciples' names, hey? James, John, mm-hmm. Peter, Luke, and all of them. How then do I know that God has showed me the right one? God said, my daughter, Matthew is the one. You know, how then do we know?
Okay, so one thing that I've accepted painfully is God will never shout from heaven like he did to say, this is my beloved son. He won't. So now you need to know how God speaks for you to be able to discern that he has said, you can go ahead, green light. Okay? He speaks to our common sense. Like I've mentioned when we began, what informs your mind? What is it that you've been feeding your mind? Who's been teaching you the principles and whatever? Those are the things that will guide, because that's how God speaks to us. He will give you to say, no, you as a woman, you need a man who's God-fearing. You need a man with a vision, a man with a purpose. Is he able to provide? How is his character? Not that he goes to church or he's a master guide or he's a pastor. We have people who go to church, but they are far from God. So you have to look at him. Is he hardworking? What are his skills, potential? If we run out of jobs, is he able to take care of us? Is he prayerful? Because, you know, today we have people who go to church, but they are not prayerful. They don't have a relationship with God. I was talking to this person and I was saying, if we were to strip your money and...
Hi, network, come back. Come back, network. Network. Sister Lina is dropping bombs and the network decided to misbehave. Let's see, is she coming back? Let me try to get her back there so we can have this beautiful conversation with Sister Lina there. She's back. Sister
Lina. My network had gone.
Yes,
I'm back.
Yes. Please, okay. Come back, yeah.
Yes. So I was saying, you need to look into the vision of the guy, the purpose of his life, the skills. Is he able to take care of us? Is he prayerful? I told somebody to say, if we rip you from your titles, your money, you are a pastor, you are an elder, if we rip you from that and leave you as a person, who are you? Is this person respectful to elders? Sometimes go with them in public transport. If he's always driving, look at how he behaves in public. If he's upset, look. Those are things that you need to look at when you're looking at a person. And also be mindful of the red flags. God has been faithful. He will show you what is wrong. But because we love red, red is our favorite color. So we just say, I think I'll change it. By the way, we don't change people.
Hey.
Yeah, we don't. Jesus is patient. He's the only one who changes. The only one who says, come as you are. In marriage, in relationship, there is no come as you are. You deal with people who are willing to work on themselves. So you have to know now, what kind of person is this? Scrutinize, take time. Men, that's why you find it, that when men are dating women, he will break up with you the next month he's marrying. You know why? Because you were five of you and you were scrutinizing.
Hey.
I'm not saying get five, but I'm saying a woman should scrutinize a man. Take your time, ask questions, important and intelligent questions. Ask them, because you'll find that you are alone in the relationship. Yes, many women have been heartbroken because they don't want to ask questions. Ask about his background, where he's coming from. Because if you say the past doesn't matter, then there is a problem. Ask him who he's been with and why it has been failing. And then you build from there, you learn.
Yeah.
Now imagine if he's been with 36. Huh? That's a lot of drama. What about if he has 10 children? And then you want to go and settle there because he's available.
Sister Lina. Ay, man. Ay.
I'm just saying, those are the very important things that a woman should know. So you need to be mature. Now we go to the point of how old. You need to be mature enough to be able to see these things. Because if you are not mature, you'll not be able to see these things. What are you looking for in a partner? What are you looking for in a life? What life do you want to have?
What kind of man then? If you talk a lot, do you need a man who also talks too much? Mm. Or you need somebody who's on a laid-back side? If you're not too fire on God, you need somebody who's going to wake you up and say, let's pray.
Mm.
Remember, heaven is the goal, by the way. We are not going to be here forever.
Yeah.
And marriage, by the way, is not about going places and visiting and getting photos. In marriage, that's where there are issues. There is losing jobs. There is sickness. There is family members who need money. So if you don't have character vision, then you'll not be able to sustain that marriage or relationship.
True.
So those are the things that people need to look into before they indulge in the relationships and posting each other on social media. You need to be patient. Take your time. The way you go to school and study your degree 4 or 5 years is the way you need to study this man.
Mm.
Because you are going to spend the rest of your life. And once you are in, oh my goodness, I always tell people, burn. You are not coming out.
Mm.
Yes. So they need to be so much. And Ellen White says, when you search for a man, you need to pray.
Mm.
There, God has to be part of your life. He needs to be your best friend. You, because there will come 4 or 5 who look alike.
Mm.
Imagine we have 8 billion people and only one is your partner. What makes you think it's easy to locate that person?
Hey.
Yes. So you have to be very cautious. You have to be... People are struggling. I don't want to lie, in marriages. Others, one month they want to come out. Others, they are now enduring the marriage. And it's very heavy.
Sister Lina, we need more time. We need more time with you, because you know what I'm loving about it, Nim, is that you are telling it as is, and you are not as you are bringing in scripture in everything you're saying, but still telling it as it is. Because most of the time we tend to mask it with scripture and want to say it in a diplomatic way. There is no that. You need to be mature in order for you to get into a relationship. You know,
yes.
And I also love that one. I think this one actually even goes to us as married people or people who are not yet married. There is no come as you are in marriage. You know, because that is the yes, because that is the mistake that most people make, saying, I will change him. You know, I will change. There's no, sisters, there's no changing him here. He must be changed as he must change before he comes. You know, I am loving that. So I think, you know, as you are saying all of those things, I think the age issue is now answered. It's me who answers that. There is no age, but there's maturity. You need to be mature. You need to be grounded in God. You need to know what you want before you can even consider anyone.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes.
I'm still taking it in. Our listener here is saying, yeah, man, Sister Lina, Sister Lina. You say they're loving you. They're loving you here.
Thank you. As
we wrap up, you know, Sister Lina, there's a lot that we can explore. And I really want you to come back. There's a lot that we can explore. But as we wrap up now, what should be the takeaway for our young children who are considering relationships, you know, through everything that we have said, what should be the one thing that should stick in their mind going forward?
What do you want in life?
Mm.
Because if you cannot define what you want, then you may not, it will be difficult. Once you know your purpose, your vision, what you want, then it is easy now to sit down and say, how do I get to what I want?
Mm.
What kind of friends am I going to have? What kind of person do I want? What kind of career do I want? Who am I as a person? So if you find out those things, then all of these things will fall in place. It will be very easy. I hope that our girls will take time not following wrong people on social media, but going the godly way, because that is the only way that I've found that is paying.
Mm.
These other things, they are painful. Spend time, because there it's the rest of your life. If you're going to talk about a life partner, then study life.
Mm.
Know what life is. Know what you want, who you are. What do you have, even yourself, as you are looking for a partner for God? You want a partner who is righteous, but what are you? Does God know you, or God is afraid of you? You get my point?
Yeah.
So those are things that we need to put in place. Do you have a vision? What do you want? And once you find out those things, you will know how to get there and who to get there with.
Hi, Sister Lina. Please pray for our girl children. Please pray for them so that Bona, they know what they want, and it sinks that you are not Jesus, you are not the Holy Spirit. Eh? That one need to think well. So please pray for our girl children.
Okay. Heavenly Father, I want to thank you for speaking to us in a very special way. Our young ladies today have been messed up by the world. The world is the one that is guiding, and your word has been put aside. Lord, I pray that you bring back the love of scripture, the love to sit at your feet, because all these truths that we've been talking about are only found in you. And so I pray that you sustain the young ladies, you sustain us, that we be God-fearing young women so that the devil will not have access to us. May you remove any obstacle and help us to work with you as you walk with us, so that we may come out pure and helped. Thank you so much for touching lives and for speaking to your people. Whoever is in a wrong situation, in a wrong place, give them the courage to walk out. And whoever is about to make a wrong decision, Father, tell them to stop a bit and to reflect, so that your baby girls may be kept safe. Thank you for hearing our prayer, for we have prayed in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen and amen. Sister Lina, thank you so much. I'm going to speak to my producer. I need you back. So we can speak more about this. But for today, thank you for joining us. Have yourself a lovely, lovely day.
Thank you so much.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.